I always feel at home with the Polish group because when I grew up in Chicago, as many of you know, Chicago is the second largest Polish city in the world. And many of the folks, as they got a little money, moved out of the city so that they could get some land so they could do a garden and start growing some grapes and living in some of the ways that they were accustomed to in their homeland. Across the street from us, the Rosowskis lived for a number of years, and of course I'd eat dinner over there because they had kids too, and I would eat over there. And then I would come home to my mother and say, why don't you make that stuff that they make over across the street at the Rosowskis? So I know the wonderful Polish cooking. Some months ago, or a couple of years ago, I read a book. And one of the issues was a book dedicated to the idea of what does the United States have to think about for the next 100 years? And in it, there's a chapter in which they talk about what are the countries that the United States is going to have intense relationships with over the next 100 years. And most people in picking up that book would not be able to give you the three countries that they picked. They said, first of all, Japan. Well, that's no big surprise. I mean, they're a big economy, and we have lots of relationships with them. But the second two countries were Turkey and Poland. Now, if you think about Poland and where it sits geopolitically in the world, you realize why the author of the book was talking about the importance of Poland in relationship to the United States. So I really am very honored that you would give me a chance to come and honor Teresa for becoming the honorary consul here. The consul general's come up from Los Angeles. I know it's a big deal if he gets on the plane and comes up here. And I really believe that our relationships with Poland over the course of the future are going to be more important than they've been before. I think many people don't realize what's going on there. I had the opportunity about 4 months ago, right at the beginning of the Crimean events in Ukraine, to go to Poland with a foundation group from Germany. The Germans are very worried about the fact that the Americans seem to be pulling away from them, and they've been reaching out and bringing members of Congress. And we went over to Berlin and spent 3 days, and then we went to Warsaw and spent 3 days walking around, talking to people, listening to Polish politicians and business people and so forth. And one can sense the intensity of the anxiety around what is going on in Ukraine. And people began to talk about, will this be different than 1940? And you understand when you go and meet people and go to their place, you really find out what people are thinking about and worrying about. And I think the president, as you know, is now today stopped in Estonia, but he's on his way to a summit to deal or to try and figure out how we in NATO deal with the whole question of what goes on with respect to the Russians. It is not an easy question, but I think it's important for you to know that we will stand with you. I think it is important for you to know that, and that your connection between Teresa and me and the United States government will be a strong one. As she mentioned, we've tried to ease the whole question of visiting the visa question. As many of you have found out, visas are pretty tough sometimes to get, to leave the country, to come back into the country, and all of that. And we try to do everything in our office we can to make it possible for people to go home for funerals or weddings or whatever. And I think that we are your friends, and I wanted to come here today to say that. I have to go now because I have a campaign event in Haller Lake, where I have to meet my opponent So somebody offered me a drink, and I looked at that good Polish beer, and I thought, no, I don't think we're going to have one tonight. Maybe we'll have one on the way home. So thank you very much, and we'll see you again. Congratulations, Teresa, to your elevation as Consul General.
And congratulations on a very well-deserved appointment. We'll talk about that in a minute. And Congressman McDermott got away, but I do want to note that he is an incredible friend of the international community. And I've been at different. I went with him to India once, and he was like a god there. And he even chaired the India caucus back in Washington D.C. So he's highly respected amongst the international community. Consul General Bramora, we certainly appreciate the fact that you made the trip up here to be with us today, all the way from Los Angeles. We welcome you to the state of Washington. As we talked earlier, you're never here long enough to get to enjoy all the wonderful things that Washington State has to offer, so please come back and visit us more often. And on behalf of the state of Washington, it's certainly my pleasure to be here tonight to help mark what I think is a historic beginning of the Polish consulate, and to welcome the service of Teresa Davis as the first honorary consul for Poland for Washington State. And what an incredible credentials she has, which we find in much of the consular association. But if I may, I'm just going to mention a few things. And so it'll take about 15 minutes, but I'll get through as quick as I can. An immigrant from Poland and a longtime resident of Seattle, she has been an active member of the Polish American community, serving as president of the Polish American Chamber of Commerce, Pacific Northwest, as a board member of the Polish Home Foundation, as a managing director of Polish Festival Seattle. Her career in corporate communications for Microsoft has included management of Microsoft Central and Eastern European communication strategy and implementation of community investment programs, including a subsidiary in Poland. Consul Davis holds a Master's of Public Administration from the University of Washington Evans School of Public Affairs and a Bachelor's in Communication from UW. I'll stop there, but with that distinguished background, she certainly is highly qualified for this position, and I think an excellent choice has been made. Congratulations to you. Poland and the state of Washington are connected in many ways, and the opening of this consulate here and the appointment of Consul Davis is just marks the latest in a series of events that brings Washington and Poland even closer together. Poland has been one of the most stable of all European allies with the United States over the last 25 years. Likewise, we in Washington have also enjoyed a wonderful, steady relationship with Poland for many years. 2 years ago, we were very pleased to welcome a large delegation from Poland, including the governor of Pomerania province and the mayor of Gdańsk. Did I say it right? Gdańsk. Thank you very much for that. I'll destroy the rest of them one, but thank you very much. I got a lesson before I got up here on how to say that correctly. The state of Washington is already a strategic global business partner, but Washington is the closest port of call to Asian markets. But of course, Europe is extremely important to us for the survival of our economic survival with the rest of the world. We have a very active Polish American Chamber of Commerce to promote Polish American industry and innovation, which will serve us very, very well in the future, I'm sure. Of course, LOT, Polish Airlines, close. Okay, thank you. That in Warsaw was the first to introduce Boeing 787 Dreamliner to European markets and took delivery of its sixth Dreamliner earlier this year, all assembled at the Boeing in Everett. We appreciate that very much. Many other Washington-based companies also have strong presence in Poland. Little companies like Microsoft, Weyerhaeuser, and Amazon all have operations there, and Starbucks has several stores in Poland, so they'll be wireless with Microsoft and wired with Starbucks. So we are in Washington We are very pleased to have a very strong Polish cultural presence in our state that serves, I believe it's more than 100,000 people of Polish descent. Polish arts are alive and well in this region, and that's one thing that I really appreciate about the Consular Association and the consuls, and that you'll be a part of, is how they continue to make sure that we get to enjoy the arts and the culture and the food from all these different parts of the world. Washington State is one of the most diverse states in the nation. And it's because of this cultural diversity we had, not just our cultural diversity our diversity in geography, our diversity in the economy, but one of the strong points is our diversity in our ethnic diversity that we have. And we have Washington cities have sister city relationships with Poland. I think we have, three or four sister city relationships as well. And I'm skipping over saying the names because, like I said, I'd probably just butcher them anyway. But anyway, so obviously, we in the state of Washington have a very close tie with Poland. It's very important to our economy. It's very important, I think, to our future, which was noted by Congressman McDermott. So tonight we celebrate our strong friendship and ties with Poland. Consul General Romora and Honorary Consul Davis, we thank you for all that you are doing to promote goodwill, to promote trade, to promote cultural relations between Washington and Poland, and for being a resource for Washington residents who have come from Poland, come here from Poland, as well as those traveling between there and here. We have every reason to believe that with the establishment of the Polish consulate and the appointment of Honorary Consul Davis, that we will have an exciting and growing future together. We thank your government very much for realizing how important it is to have a consular office here and appointing Consul Davis to that. Thank you very much and good luck to you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Thank you for being here. I especially appreciate your presence and thank you for being here instead of being at the Seahawks game tonight. It is a great occasion for me because we've been waiting for this to happen for quite a long time. I am one of the four consuls of Poland in the United States. My jurisdiction covers 15 states of the United States, Western United States, 60% of the territory of this wonderful country, 92 million people, including 1.2 million people of Polish descent. Now, can you imagine doing that alone? I cannot. I realize I wouldn't be able to do half of the things we do if it hadn't been for the help of the wonderful honorary consuls that we have. Teresa tonight is joining our team as the 10th honorary consul that I have under my jurisdiction. Congratulations, Teresa. And and I hope you will find working with us a pleasure. It is not an easy task, as you know, because we, first of all, are at service to Polish citizens. Whenever they need us, we need to help them, and we want to help them, and we want to issue Polish passports, and we want to deal with Polish citizenship issues, and so on and so forth. But we also would like to do the part of our job which is even more challenging, that is to promote Poland in the United States, or to use a phrase that is more friendly to me, to tell the story of Poland to the American people. And I do hope that Teresa will join us in these efforts as well, that is telling the Polish story to the American people. And there are lots of things to tell. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor and Congressman McDermott, for saying such nice things about our country. But it really seems we are enjoying a good time in the history of Poland these days. Just a few days ago, our latest success on the scene of European politics is the nomination of the Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk as the president of the European Council, the office he will take on December 1st. That, of course, means that there would that change of government in Poland will be necessary, but still we feel proud that we are getting more and more important on the European scene. Without further ado, then, I would like to now act as the envoy of the Polish Minister of Foreign Affairs, because it is his decision to establish honorary consuls. And I have a letter, official letter, from Minister Radek Sikorski, which is nominating Teresa Davis as the Polish Honorary Consul in Seattle. Let me read that letter in the English translation to you. Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Poland, let it be known that, considering it proper and useful, in the interest of maintaining and developing the relations of friendship which exist between the Republic of Poland and the United States of America, to appoint and establish Mrs. Teresa Indela Davis in the capacity of Honorary Consul of the Republic of Poland in Seattle, with jurisdiction over the territory of the State of Washington. For these reasons and ends, resolves hereby to appoint and establish her in this office, and requests all those it may concern, and in particular the authorities of the country in which she is assigned to reside, that they afford her goodwill and confidence necessary to exercise her functions, and orders Polish citizens to show her respect and obedience due to her under the existing laws and regulations. In testimony whereof, these letters have been signed and sealed at the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Poland has been hereunto affixed. Signed in Warsaw by Radosław Sikorski, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Poland. Teresa, I would like to present this letter to you. I also have a double ID, because you may know that this is also agreed upon by the American Department of State. So we have a consular ID from Poland and a consular ID from the American Department of State for Teresa. And finally, I would like to present to her a little token of appreciation, knowing that Kraków is her favorite city. I hope this will hang in her office. That's a little watercolor from Kraków, Poland. Once again, thank you very much for being here, and I hope to have many returns, Lieutenant Governor, to the beautiful city of Seattle and to your state. Thank you.
Consul Brimora, honorable guests, ladies and gentlemen, drodzy państwo, I'm deeply honored to be named Honorary Consul in Seattle and to represent Poland in Washington State. Representing Poland is a great honor, but also a great responsibility. I'm extremely proud to accept the appointment of Honorary Consul to the State of Washington. I look forward to the opportunities that lie ahead, strengthening the already deep commercial, academic, cultural, and personal bonds between Poland and Washington State. I had the privilege of working in an international corporation and volunteering in the local community, and have seen firsthand the importance of countries and cultures uniting in diplomatic partnerships. And I want to use this experience to promote cultural and business dialogue and provide consular services and outreach to our citizens and state. As the honorary consul, I'm looking forward to serving the Polish community, living and traveling through the Washington State, and embracing the importance of consular, economic, and international cultural affairs in the state of Washington. Thank you for all your continued support. Dziękuję bardzo.